The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And I work hard at it, too. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please get involved in the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I really do. I've got a lot coming up. We're going to have, I haven't had him on the show in a while, and I got to have him on more often. Because I love the comment, the conversation we have. He's called the ninja, you know what, from Boston, I want to say the ninja pastor. But he's the ninja pastor. Does his own radio show on a regular, I think it's Monday through Friday, we'll find out. And he's written a book called the author of Excellence Killed the Church, How Mediocrity is Destroying America. And I got to tell you, I saw a piece that he wrote, and if you've listened to the show for any length of time whatsoever, you know that on this particular thing, we are definitely 100 gazillion percent on the same page. And that is, should Christians be wimpy pacifists, or should they defend their life? Should they defend their beliefs and defend their life? I say yes, and I have said yes for a long time. And these guys that want to decide what Scripture says, and they got a problem. Anyway, let's go sideways for a minute. I want to talk about the recent report that came out that 80% of border children that arrived here in 2014, remember we were told they were all set, they were going to be placed with family, they had places to go, they were going to be taken care of. Guess what? They're placed with adults in this country illegally and not necessarily family. So the illegals were placed with illegals to perpetuate illegality. I don't know any way to put it. Newly obtained data shows that about 80% of the 71,000 mostly Central American minors who crossed the U.S. border in 2014 were placed by the government with adults or sponsors who were in the country illegally. How do you verify someone who's here illegally? That they're good enough to take care of kids, that they're safe. The children, we have to take care of the children. We have to make sure there's... Well, you're not making sure they're safe when you're putting more people you can't do background checks on. It's a line of crap. It's just like the abortion line of crap. Sorry. But it is. Remember, the abortions were supposed to be safe and few. Remember that? That was the whole thing, that women who really were having health issues needed to have a safe place to have an abortion and not in a back alley somewhere, right? Okay, let's say I totally agree with that. Let's say most of America totally agrees with that. Now in California, you got a physician's assistance that can do it. In Texas, the Planned Parenthood is pushing back because they simply want the doctor performing the abortion to be affiliated with the local hospital. All these little things that would keep it safe, make it safe, they're not doing. They're making this procedure like having a tooth pulled. It's craziness. Now, the Department of Health and Human Services provided data, in response to a Freedom of Information Act requested by the Associated Press. The data showed that 6% were placed with adults with temporary protection status, which applies to some Central American citizens who have been victims of a catastrophe. 4% were sponsored by American citizens and 1% by immigrants facing deportation proceedings themselves. So here we do is we give a, a child who came here illegally, two adults that came here illegally, that are facing deportation charges. And where and how does that make sense? Tens of thousands of children from El Salvador, Guatemala, El Salvador. Come on, you know where I'm from. Tens of thousands of children from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras began arriving on the border in Texas in 2014, overwhelming the border officials, overflowing government shelters, and further, what does that say? Oh, backlogging the country's immigration courts. Now, see, what I would do, I'd put a whole bunch of temporary judges on. That's just me. I'm not too swift. I would be doing these like traffic court, you know? Where's your paperwork? Where's you at? What's this? Do you comply to the law? Bang. Send them back. Right? Let them stay. Send them back. Let them stay. So, I mean, I'd be going through this like diarrhea through a old man. I don't have a better. Now, Republican lawmakers have blamed the influx on the Obama administration's policies. They say encourage kids to leave their countries and come to the border. They do. There's advertisements going on in those other countries about coming to America. They go on to say that releasing unaccompanied children to sponsors who lack legal papers encourages illegal immigration and reduces the chances that children will show up for deportation. Yeah, who's going to send them back? Nobody's going to send the poor kids back. You get the little children. Look at his face. We don't want to say, look, get past the tattoos. Look at his face. Immigrant advocates insist that minors are fleeing violence and should be granted asylum, the top priority for children. What about our people that have had violence on the border states? You don't do anything for them. You don't help them out. I guess if you're an American facing violence, that's okay. Top priority for children, they say, is to be placed with parents or close relatives so they can get on stable footing in the U.S. Any effort to deport sponsors might spook them from coming forward and putting children at risk. You know, here we go again. Then don't place them with people that are about ready to be deported. Find somebody else. You create the problem, and then you want to create sympathy for the problem that you created by pointing to the kids. U.S. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, a Virginia Republican, said he was not surprised by the data. He blamed current policies, as well you should. Look, you can't keep blaming Bush for this. You can't keep blaming the Republicans for this. You Dems had a big hand in this problem. By placing illegals with illegals about to be deported, and it's our fault? You're out of your mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with the Ninja Pastor right after the break. Don't go far. Don't do anything stupid. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You can find me at TheRealSide.com or head over to GCNLive.com. Either place, you'll find the shows. I have classic podcasts up on The Real Side. We don't have old stuff. We have classics, and you can check it out there. You can check out the story. You can check out the writers. Whole bunch of things going on the website. I don't want to waste my next guest's time. I should have him on more often. I don't know why I don't. Probably because I'm lazy and just don't think about it. I've got Dr. Sean Greener on the line with me, and I've had him on before. He's known as the Ninja Pastor, and if you're from Boston, it's the Ninja Pastor. And I got to tell you, he's got a great show and a great grasp on things. And no, we're not going to get all hooky spiritual on you or hooky God on you. You know, I don't like that kind of thing. But he recently wrote an article that had to do with should Christians be wimpy pacifists and defending your life? And you know, I talk about that on this show all the time on how the reality is that Christians, you don't just drop to your knees. You don't sit on the couch waiting for God to do something. You know, you can pray about things. I'm not telling you not to, but you've got to do something. Anyway, Dr. Sean, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, man, Joe, it's my pleasure. It's an honor to be here. It's you have an awesome show. I talk about your show all the time on my show.
Oh, I appreciate
that. And I say, man, you got to listen to this guy. I don't know how you do what you do. It's amazing.
Well, like you do. You know, you've got a passion for it. You understand it has to be done. And I tell you, my biggest disappointment most of the time, even though I love my brothers and sisters, are my brothers and sisters in Christ. Because, you know, a lot of them hold the attitude that God's going to do what he wants to do. No reason to pray. No reason to fight. You know, people in power because God wants them in power. You know, God put Hitler in power so he could wipe out 7 million Jews as chosen people. I get it. You know, just craziness. And I think they do it because they don't want to take responsibility for what's going on around them. But your piece, should Christians be wimpy pacifists? Should we?
People ask me that all the time, and I guess being a reverend doctor, I should anticipate this. And I think part of the reason why they ask me that is I'm a reverend doctor that is a hardcore conservative. I put the Bible first and then the Constitution. And so, they're going to ask me this. And the fact I'm called the ninja pastor for a reason. We had an executive protection firm, a very high risk executive protection firm, and military, police, all the different backgrounds that I have. So people feel comfortable asking me, and it's, won't God protect me if I just trust him? Or doesn't Jesus say that violence is wrong? And so if we participate in violence, isn't that the opposite thing? But here's the thing. I believe studying scripture, the Christian especially has an obligation to defend and protect himself. And more importantly, look, it goes even further than that. We can't just stop at our own bodies. We have to say we not only have an obligation to protect ourselves, because who gave us life? God gave us life. Yep. He gave it to us. We have an obligation to also protect others. And so the question comes up, yeah, but I'm not my brother's keeper, am I? Yeah, yes, you are. You are your brother's keeper, and that's whether you like it or not.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, I'm it makes for lousy radio, but I'm on 100% the same page with you. I tell people all the time, look, to my Christian brothers and sisters, don't wimp out, because if God gave you government, when God gives you things, should you not take care of them? Should you not do what you can to preserve them and keep them right? God gave us government, and he gave us government for a reason. And the word tells us that we're supposed to choose our leaders. We're supposed to go out there and make sure we have righteous men. And I don't know exactly what the scripture is. I'll look it up while you're talking. But there's another scripture that says when when a godly man rules, the kingdom is at peace.
Yeah.
Do we really expect that heathens are going to elect a godly man?
Yeah. And you know what's funny about that? I think the original argument really comes down to what do people actually believe? Because that's what I always try to drill down to is, well, first, I don't question anybody's relationship with God, but I question the foundation, the basis upon which they build that.
Agreed.
And, you know, the thing is we either recognize God as who and what he is, or we try to recreate him in our image because it's easier for us to understand and accept if it's in our image. But 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, or know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have from God, and you are not your own. We were bought with a price. Glorify God, therefore, with your body. So you talked about governance. Personal government governance starts with yourself, starting with your foundation of why you believe what you believe. What actually do you believe? Well, nowadays, you have a situation where we're actually bickering over, hey, I don't know what sex I am today, but I want to go into whatever restroom I want, and you're a hater if you say I can't. Look, if we don't have a foundation to where we're not even – that shouldn't even come up in this it shouldn't even be part of the public discourse, but it is. And big performers had millions of dollars tied up. Their sponsors had millions of dollars tied up in appearances down in North Carolina. It's such a big thing to people, and we're so far away from our body being a temple of the Holy Spirit that we're actually bickering about this. This is actually a part of the discussion. So for me, I look at the foundation and I say, okay, you know, people ask me a question, you know, well, I don't know. Aren't I supposed to just be a pacifist? Wasn't Jesus a pacifist? He said violence is wrong.
The Jesus I knew tore up a temple one day because they weren't doing the right thing, right? The next to the temple?
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing. Didn't you know that this is a house of prayer? This is my father's house of prayer. But the crazy thing about that is one of the classes I had in seminary talked about the physical link of things, you know, the scripture and the land and the scripture. And so the people of the land and the land of the people. And one of the things that we had to do was really come to understand certain passages of Scripture, the basics of it. And so one of the things that I chose was that very Scripture. And what actually happened there? What was really going on? Those tables in that time were very heavy tables, very dense wood.
I was going to say, they were real tables. They were real tables.
200 pounds apiece. Who do you know that can walk into a place and flip tables over with stuff on them that are 200 pounds apiece? I mean, look, you know, for me, the whole Bible is germane. You can't pick and choose.
Yeah, right. So, you cannot pick and choose.
Let's look for fun. Psalm 82:4, rescue the weak and needy, deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. Well, what do? You yell stop or stop louder if they don't stop then? You know, I'll stop or I'll yell stop louder. Look, man, the Scripture tells us we have to rescue the weak and needy. We have to deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. And I've got news for you. The Quran, our enemy, says, you know, they can lie. They can do all these other things. They can kill us. They can stone us. They can rape. You know, all of these different things. It's all in their own Quran. And we just...
I hear you.
We're just sitting there going, well, I just, you know, no, our job is to rescue the weak and needy. If we see someone...
We got to go for a break here in a second. And what I want to wind you up on, when we come back, I want to wind you... I don't know if you heard this story about the transgender Baptist preacher, Allison Robinson, who says that an angel of reason appeared to him or her and told him the Bible was wrong. And getting traction in today's... a Christian environment, if you would. And of all things, a transgender Baptist preacher is what threw me for a loop. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back more with the Ninja Pastor right after this. Don't go far. We really will be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Friday Night Boogie on TRS. That's how I feel sometimes. Not that I want to do anything with it, but anyway, get back in your seat. We got a lot of talking to do here. Seriously, sit down. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you honestly, truly want to be, wish to be part of the conversation, you got to do something. And I do mean something. So again, hop up. If you hop up on the website, we've got a live chat room going on there. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And really, the way to get informed, the way to get engaged, the way to figure things, the way to make sure that when you sit down with somebody, look, don't you hate when somebody sits down with you and says, what you believe is wrong? You're an idiot? This is why you guys is wrong? I mean, seriously, doesn't that, I don't know about you, bothers the heck out of me. But if somebody sits down and says to me, hey, Joe, you know, you guys believe this, whether it's Christians or, I don't know, whatever, or Republicanism, or whatever you want to call it. Then you figure, okay, they've taken a few minutes to figure out, or try to figure out, or take a look at what we believe. Let me help them, you know, get a true understanding. And then you don't mind talking to somebody, because you figure they've taken a second, a minute, or whatever, to find out what it is you actually do believe. You know, every time I see Mr. Obama, all I can think of is if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you want to keep your health care plan, you're happy with it, you can keep your health care plan. Well, that didn't quite happen now, did it? Hey, if you missed a health care deadline, you don't have any kind of health care, you don't have to really worry about it. Stop wigging out. Right? Oh, my God, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. My friends at Liberty Health Share, they have the answer. Okay, now Liberty Health Share offers an affordable health care plan, or I should say a health care option, that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. I believe in options. I like options. I like choices. I like freedom. Don't you? Come on, seriously. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan that you've chosen, or the only plan, actually, it should be that you don't like the plan that you had to choose, that was shoved in your face. You still have options, you know. Liberty Health Share gives control back to you. Again, freedom, choices, options. Now, Americans can manage and direct their own health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty. And tax penalty. That alone should make the hair on the back of your neck go up. So, again, You want to get away from the mandates. You want to get away from the tax penalties. Right? Now, Liberty HealthShare plans allow their members to the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the state. Under these plans, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. It's your choice. Now, memberships are for individuals, couples, and families. Fido doesn't count. You may consider him part of the family, but the insurance company does not. They offer a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, and you're looking for a contract-free health care, this is the one for you. Yeah, and it, you know what? Let me look at 855-585-4237. If you call, it's free. Doesn't cost you anything. There's no cost for the call. Get information. You don't like it, flush it. It ain't that hard. Come on, stop praying surgery, people. It's Liberty HealthShare at 855-585-4237. You can tell them Joe sent you. You don't get a discount. The prices are the prices. Or you can if you really want to check them out, head over to libertyhealthshare.org and get your information. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. You are listening to The Real Side. Let's get to it. You know, I keep saying, I've been saying for the longest time, that the far left, they have mastered the word game. We've allowed it to happen. We're much smarter than they are. But they have mastered the word game. And I say that because when you think about things like homophobe, Islamophobe, whatever phobe there is, xenophobe, exophobe, wyophobe, whatever's going on, they have mastered in making you feel bad because they've twisted those words. I think I've told you a million times. When I'm called a racist or a bigot, 15 or 20 years ago, I'd be upset about that. I'd be checking myself in the mirror. I'd be thinking about the words that I use. I'd be calling my friends to find out if that's what they thought about me. Now I giggle about it. And I giggle about it because when you think about how they've turned those words against us to try to make you feel bad, you know, white privilege. You white, privileged, racist, bigoted, blah-de-blah-blah. Well, thank you. The Democrats, they win debates by corrupting the English language. It's the only way you can do it. You heard, if you listen to Jesse Waters when he goes out to some of the most liberal parts of the country, they don't know what socialism means. They don't know what bigot is. They don't know what a racist is. You know, humans have been using euphemisms ever since Adam first knew Eve, right? In politics especially, twisting the meanings of words, you know, making them mean what they want them to mean at the time they want them to mean them, because they don't always mean the same thing in the Dem world. But today's debates aren't only littered with rhetoric and distortions. In some ways, many of the Democrats' most potent arguments are built on bad language. You know what I love, too, is listening to, listening to Hillary talk about how nasty Bernie's getting, or has been. Doesn't like the tone in his voice. What? I'm sorry? Think about that. She's calling him out for being nasty, for being hateful. One word that really is getting a workout in this cycle is loophole, right? Basically, all of life is a giant loophole, right? Until Democrats come up with a way to regulate or tax it, then it'll be fine, right? If they can get some money out of a loophole, hey, it stays. Probably more and more and more of this is, you're going to see this happen just more and more. Creates a false impression that people are getting away with breaking the law. It's a way to skip the entire, right? I mean, when you say loophole, somebody took advantage of a loophole. Hey, let's put it this way. If a loophole is legal, why wouldn't you take advantage of it? Like these IRS loopholes, right? Tax loopholes that you take. Why are you upset at the business for taking something they legally have a right to take? You know, I love some of these people that, you know, they think they're entitled to things that they're not. You know, some protesters want to trample on private property. They're not entitled to do that. But they think they are. You're squelching their rights. But somebody takes advantage of a loophole that's legally guaranteed to them that they're allowed to, and they're the criminals? How'd that happen?
So when Hillary Clinton promises to close loopholes of corporate inversion, she's going to close the loopholes that allows her to take money to her foundation? Right, while she's working, while she's Secretary of State, you think she'll do that? What she means to say is that the Democrats disapprove of this completely legal thing that corporations do to shield their money from the highest corporate tax rate in the world. Loopholes are like giveaways, monies that D.C. has yet to double or triple tax. But they're working on it. They'll find a way to make it. They'll either find a way to shut them down or make it or get more tax money out of them. And chances are they'll definitely get more taxes out of them. Now, here's CNN on Clinton to push closing corporate tax loopholes. Here's the Hill's take on it. Obama calls for Congress to close corporate tax loopholes. Here's how Halima Abdullah and the Associated Press reported the issue on NBC. President Obama on Tuesday criticized loopholes that help protect offshore tax havens and U.S. companies that move abroad for lower taxes. But Bernie Sanders, bless him, he just skipped the entire perception game. He just comes out with it by tweeting, "The offshore tax haven network isn't something that we need to reform or refine. It's a form of legalized tax fraud. That's what it is, and it's going to end." Man, you got to give the guy credit. He's calling it what he believes it is, and he's not beating around the bush, and he's not playing a word game with it. Legalized tax fraud. I don't find anything wrong with that, or calling it that. When you fail to pay an imaginary tax that doesn't exist, but Democrats think you should, you're by default engaged in fraud. How does that work? Right? These guys, do they make it up as they go, you think? Hey, I'm Joe, I'm senior host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Really, a couple of minutes, I promise.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. And yes, I am already gone. Mentally, I'm there. Nothing to worry about. I am Joe Messina, your host, with On the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I'll talk about anything you want to talk about. How's that? You know, you can email me at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, like I said, we can tackle anything you want. Now, you know, San Francisco's got its share of problems, like major problems, right? Sanctuary city, legal immigration. They've got all kinds of stuff going on in San Francisco. Anyway, now they've decided that they have a real problem with manspreading. Now, for those of you who honestly don't know what manspreading is, you should look it up. But in short, what it is when a guy, you know, he's got to take up a lot more room in his seat than he needs to. Sits with his legs open, that kind of stuff. Now, manspreading the menace is sweeping the nation. It threatens to cripple our already crumbling infrastructure, which is why officials in California are taking, you know, California, come on. Right away, the story should stop. You know it's a loon. Move on to something else, right? Officials in California are taking decisive action to eradicate manspreading. I wonder what the fees are going to be for this one. Men and women with problematically wide stances could face hefty fines after the San Francisco Transit Board approved a strict one-ticket, one-seat policy. Los Angeles transit officials will consider a similar measure in the coming months because they have nothing else to do. Let's not tackle unemployment. Right? That doesn't mean anything. Let's not tackle unemployment. Not a big deal. offenders will be fined $100 for the first violation, $200 for a second offense within a 12-month period, and $500 for each repeat violation within 5 years. So what happens with somebody like me, kind of large, lots of large, really can't close his legs, at least not comfortably? I mean, I'm going to have to take out a loan on the house, aren't I? And they say women do it? I don't know. I've never really seen a woman do it. Look, it's not a big deal. I get, you know, I mean, why I'm giving time to the story. I think it's funny. Right? I think it's funny because with all the problems that San Francisco has, okay, you would think there's something else that they could look into, something else they could take care of. If you really want to have some fun, you want to see more of this, head over to seathogs.com, SEATHOGS.com. Really? So I guess I'd have to buy two seats, right? Oh, somebody's saying that women do it with their belongings. You know, they have two seats. They have, bags and stuff they put on the seats. I don't care. I know it sounds terrible, but I don't care. Whatever. Get in the seat. I grew up in Boston. Get in your seat. Shut up. Right? Well, here's another. Here is something, yes, my friends on the far left won't like to hear. You see, because everybody's so into popular polling, you know, what the populace thinks, we're always told as Christians, as right-wing conservatives, that's not the way everybody else thinks, or you're going to find yourself, you're not in the mainstream. I don't want to be in the mainstream. I've never wanted to be in the mainstream. But a recent poll showed that public support for gender-neutral bathrooms is plummeting. And it's what we were talking about earlier today. When I had Xander Gibb on, and I said, look, Xander, you know, you shove this stuff down people's throats. You do it without any kind of training or thought. And what's going to happen is people are going to revolt. They're going to push back. They're not going to want any part of this. So the transgender bathroom nonsense, it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. We witness yet another political and social divide in this country under President Obama. And if you think about it, it's true. We haven't had this kind of, and some of you are saying have said to me, well, it's because he's gutsy enough to do something about it. He's bringing it to the forefront. That's why it's, no, that's not it at all. It may be more in the forefront now than it's been before because it's being shoved down our throats at every time we turn around. Think of what's been happening in the military. We are more concerned about gay, lesbians, and transgenders being able to come out than we are about getting proper training by being the force in the world that we need to be. We're more concerned about making sure that women not even an equal chance, because they do have an equal chance. But we're going to lower standards because the physical makeup of most women can't meet those standards. Is that really what we want? Is that really how it works? Now, the president's in England, or was in England, bashing North Carolina. And think that maybe this is a great idea to let men use women's bathrooms. It's interesting, though, because while President Obama acts like he's the voice of reason, the polls aren't in his favor. Now, public support for progressives' goal of mandatory mixed-sex restrooms is down by 20 points. That's since mid-April. Think about that. It's not that long ago. Right? You don't have to take off all your shoes and socks for that one. Now Americans face the once prospect of being forced to share facilities with people of the opposite sex, according to the new Reuters poll. The poll showed that support for mixed-sex bathrooms dropped by 8 points from 46% on April 13th to 38% on April 19th. It didn't take long, did it? Support for single-sex bathrooms shot up by one-third, or 12 points from 35% up to 47%. So in other words, here's the thing. They keep forgetting. You can call us whatever name you want, but this is what they keep forgetting. Is that guys like me, or younger than me, we have 13, 14, 15-year-old daughters, 9-year-old daughters that go into the bathroom, right? They want to use the restroom in a public place. You're already a little nervous about them being in there alone. I can't go in. I never went in with them. So you're already worried about them being in there alone. Now I've got to let them go in there. No matter what's done, no matter what they get to see, you know what I'm saying? No matter what they see, I'm supposed to allow it to happen. Because the government is smarter than I am. Because the government has the right to tell me what my kids should be exposed to or not exposed to. Apparently, I don't have that right anymore. It's just nuts. This illuminates one of the most puzzling aspects of this whole controversy. See, the radical left feels like they know what's best for us no matter what we want. Doesn't matter what we want. And I don't know how you fix that. Think about it. You've got the left who is in control of quite a few parts of the country. Here in California, it doesn't matter what we want. It matters what they want. Just ask them. They'll tell you. The majority of Americans aren't comfortable with women and men sharing bathrooms based on nothing more than what they identify as. So if that's the way we're going to run everything, if we're going to run everything about what the majority feels, because, hey, you do it on the left. It's really funny because on the left what you do is when you have the majority, you tell us how well the people have spoken. That's the way they want it. When you have the minority, you tell us the people don't know any better. We're gonna tell them what they need. Now, President Obama is pushing the opinion of a minority of Americans, and that minority is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's not that the majority of Americans are bigoted, homophobic, lesophobic, transphobic, whatever words they're using. It's just that simple common sense is kicking in and saying, I no longer need you, nor do I want you. Right? Government, to tell me what I need to do and not need to do. What's right for me, what's not right for me. So, I don't know. I find it all irritating, extremely amusing, and irritating at the same time. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me. If you want to get involved in the conversation, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you don't want to be heard, but you want me to answer a question for you, you can do that. We have a Facebook page you can go up and check out. It's what is it? It's just type The Real Side in Facebook. It'll pop up. Or The Real Side with Joe Messina. We have a Twitter, @TheRealSide, or @JoeMessina. Either one of them works. I mean, we've got a gazillion ways for you to get in touch with the show. A gazillion ways for you to participate or get involved with the show. And it doesn't always work, right? But some of you keep telling me, I don't want to hear myself. I don't want to get on there and make a fool of myself. Then send me an email. I'll clean it up and read it, I promise. But I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Lots coming up in the third hour. Don't go far. You know, go grab a drink of water. Go make a cup of coffee. Grab a quick snack. Carrots would be good. And then come on back.